Robin Cook died over the weekend at the age of 59. He was the former British Foreign Secretary who resigned from Tony Blair's government to protest the war in Iraq. Cook delivered his resignation speech in the House of Commons on March 18, 2003, just before the invasion.
I intend to join those tomorrow night who vote against military action now. It is for that reason, and that reason alone, and with a heavy heart, that I've resigned from the government.
Yeah. Robin Cook was a Scotsman, a longtime member of Parliament, and a passionate voice for the Labour Party. He collapsed and died while hiking up a mountain in the Scottish Highlands on Saturday. Robin Cook's fellow parliamentarian Mingus Campbell, deputy leader of the Liberal Democrats, calls Cook the most accomplished debater the House of Commons had seen for many years.
He had a remarkable, almost forensic, ability to get right to the very heart of an argument. And in our political tradition in the United Kingdom of adversarial politics, debating is a very, very important part of the armoury of the successful politician. Robin Cook could take on opponents across the House of Commons chamber and destroy them, literally.
What about his international outlook? He was Foreign Secretary from 97 to 2001, which overlapped with the crisis in Kosovo, something he seemed to have taken great pride in helping to resolve.
He certainly did well on Kosovo, but it has to be said on the other side of the balance sheet that he made some unguarded remarks in the Asian subcontinent, which got him into a great deal of trouble, both from the Indian and the Pakistan governments. And in the Middle East, he caused quite a lot of difficulty because he went and he paid a visit to a disputed settlement without going previously to Yad Vashem, to the memorial to those who lost their lives in the Holocaust, which is a necessary thing for any British politician to do whenever they visit Israel. There's a sense in which he was a better politician in opposition than he was a politician in government.
Were you surprised when he did resign as leader of the House of Commons in 2003?
I wasn't surprised because I knew from my conversations with him that he shared many of the reservations which I and my colleagues in not just the Liberal Democrats, my own party, but all other parties shared about the wisdom of military action against Saddam Hussein. I don't think anyone expected him to make a resignation speech of such extraordinary quality and integrity. It was a masterpiece of its kind. But of course, when he sat down, if you looked very carefully, you could see that he was brushing a tear from his eye because he was essentially a member of the Labour Party. The Labour Party was his political lifeblood. And for Robin Cook, whose affiliation to the Labour Party was so important to him, to be arguing against his party in public and then to be resigning from its government, that was an act of very great political courage. But for him, an act of very great political emotion as well.
Did you talk to him after he resigned about how he felt about leaving the government of Tony Blair?
The following day, I voted with him in the lobby. Together, we went into the lobby to vote against his government and Tony Blair. And I had a brief discussion with him. And it was clear to me that he still found the whole idea of behaving in that way, voting against his own government, deeply emotional and deeply troubling. But there was no doubt about his view as to whether or not it was the right thing. He was firmly convinced that principle and integrity demanded that he should do what he did.
Mingus Campbell, thanks very much for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Mingus Campbell, deputy leader of Britain's Liberal Democrats, remembering Robin Cook, the former British Foreign Secretary, who died while hiking in Scotland on Saturday. Cook was 59.